Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man, Robert Cray, on guitar and lead vocals. Get a chance to check his act out. You'll like it, I promise. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dr. Jeffrey Holmes is our guest, folks. He's the author of two books. And in the previous segment, I said the title wrong, which I'm likely to do from time to time. The correct title of the big book, the one that's really helping so many people that Dr. Holmes has written, Transitioning Students with Disabilities, is the title. Available wherever books are sold. And Jeffrey, also another book you wrote is called Broken Toys. And it's about athletes who didn't realize that they weren't ready for prime time because of their education, and wound up going through, instead of going directly to Division I, they went through community colleges, Division II schools, and made their way up through the ranks that way, right?
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right.
And your book is about how they weren't prepared in high school. You know, maybe they made the grades, but they didn't take the right courses. Somebody didn't tell them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, in fact, that particular book talks about, you know, like your Aaron Rodgers, your Cam Newton.
Right.
You know, about how they came through, you know, two-year schools, and they were looked down upon, you know, and they were actually, you know, broken individuals because they were put down because they had to start at a community college.
Right.
And, well, you know what? That's not a bad place to start for a lot
that's
of
right.
kids. You know, that's not a bad place at all.
That's exactly right. In fact, it probably makes them better human beings to be treated like they're deities or something. We set these kids up to believe they're a little more important than they are when they go the other route, don't they?
That's right, and just remember that, you know, hey, why we love the sport of football and basketball and baseball, you know, it is just that. It's a sport. It's a game.
It's just a game. It's not really. It's part of life. It's not life. Dr.
That's
Jeffrey
right.
Holmes, folks, is known as Dr. Accessibility. He's spent his career working with community colleges, helping them get better from California to Texas. He's especially focused on helping people with disabilities. Why did you focus on this, Dr. Holmes? Why did you become so interested in making sure that students had access to everything?
Yeah, well, you know, it's because it's an underserved population. You know, I guess, you know, my personal experience is, you know, one time I was a compliance officer in the state of California for, you know, that population. And I realized, you know, the laws were in place, but a lot of the practices and businesses and schools and just the way people just operated as human beings just was not happening. You know, we have a lot of kids and families that just were like, well, aren't there laws or rules or something in place that can help me do whatever it is? I mean, even from going to a grocery store to go buy some groceries or to take a test or to, you know, purchase a toy at a toy store. You know, little simple things you think that are, you know, everyday commonalities that people say, well, I don't think that's a big deal to accommodate. Well, you know, it really is. You know, it's just the little things that count. You know, just putting the human back in humanity.
Right, that's exactly right. So that was your motivation. And now in the previous segment, you talked to us about some of the things to pay attention to, why we should pay a little more attention to. And you did, and we talked mostly about the human motivation, the business motivation, but there are some legal policy motivations too, aren't there?
There are some policy motivations. You know, we talk about the American with Disabilities Act that's been around since 1990. It was reauthorized again, which is now called the American Disabilities Reauthorization Act, and that was by President Bush. And these policies, that was 2010, and all these policies are in place is to make sure that, you know, folks are complying with individual disabilities. Because, again, you know, we're talking about by 2030, you know, nearly 72 million Americans are going to be qualified under this particular act, and they're going to be looking for products and services that cater to them, to meet their needs. And so it's important for the small business owner to realize this trend and this wave that's coming on, and not to try to take off a big chunk on making accommodation. You know, you want to do it really small and have a plan in place, you know, just like you put your business plan.
Give us an example of what's going to be what we're going to be facing.
Yeah, what you're going to be facing is a number of older adults who will be either calling your service for your business or products. They'll be visiting your shops and venues. They'll be sending other family members in to do business on their behalf, you know. And it's really important to understand, you want to really get to know your customer base. You know, a lot of people say, you know, always take care of home before you take care of anything else. Well, you know what? In this virtual world that's coming in right now, you really don't know where your customer's coming from many times.
You know, I'll tell you something else that's going to happen. I'm predicting is going to happen, Jeff, and that's that these, you know, these baby boomers are not like our parents. They're very accomplished online, and they're going to be buying. They're not even, you know, they're going to go out when they want to go out, but since they don't have to go out because they have internet connection, they can. They're going to be buying more and more stuff online as they get more infirmed. And so if you aren't ready for that, if your website isn't ready for them transitioning from face to face to online, then you're gonna get left behind. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, you're going to be in a world of hurt. And there's another piece to this ADA, which is actually put up in the Rehabilitation Act, and that is Section 508, which is electronic access to those with disabilities. So that means for a lot of us whose eyesight is not as sharp as it could be, you know, or who can't hear as well, you got to make sure all those bells and whistles that you think you're putting on the website that are real hip, get rid of them.
Check it out, folks. Hey, Jeffrey, I got to wrap it up. You want to give us a website quickly, please?
Yeah. You can reach us at diversityconsultants.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.